You know, our world is very much divided by differences. Differences of cultures, differences of race, differences of belief, and differences of even ideologies. And it's easy for us to get stuck with our differences. When I visit the prison and do mass for the inmates in there, I can tell right away which one belonged to which group, because they always sit with each other. The El Salvadorians sit with themselves, Colombians sit with themselves, Mexicans sit with themselves, the Yankees sit with themselves, and the Southerners sit with themselves. And they tend to sit with themselves, and we too. Oftentimes, we friends people on social media, or we have friends that share common ideas. And it's easy to bring that into the church too, where we make ourselves a country club of like-minded people. And oftentimes, we make ourselves a country club of like-minded people, and we want to hear what we want to hear instead of what the scripture had to say. And when we continue to get stuck with our differences, then we continue to profile people and begin to use words like us and they to divide ourselves. And we have seen, perhaps, in our own nation with what's going on in recent times, many violence, many initiated violence in the name of God or in the name of freedom. And we have to ask ourselves, where is God in all those pictures? And I can tell you right now, God is not in those pictures. Nobody can use the name of God for violence, nor in the name of war. And Pope Francis has said that very clearly. When we evoke the name of God for our own agenda, our own ideology, and not the truth of the gospel, God is not present with us. And we manipulate God into an idol, and we worship the idol or the false image of who God is. That's not the truth. That's not faith. That's not what God wants. What God wants of us, as we have heard in the first reading, according to the book of the prophet Isaiah, He calls all nations together to worship Him. And in the Old Testament, you and I have already known, unless you're an Israelite, then you and I really don't belong to the covenant. We were always outsiders, but thanks be to God. Thanks to Jesus Christ, who have sent His only Son, and by His body, His blood, His death, His resurrection, have saved us. And because of that blood poured out on the cross for us, we are no longer divided. We are no longer different. We are all one. And we are all sinners. When we think that we're better than other people, that's when we start to create divisions. We think and we put ourselves on the pedestal higher than other people. But once we start to look at ourselves as sinners, then we finally see that we're really not that much different than other people. We are still in need of God's grace, and we are still in need of His forgiveness. And once we recognize that we are sinners, that we are in need of God, then we look at other people no longer different than me. But we are all brothers and sisters walking on the journey toward God. We are all in need of salvation. When we think that we're better than other people, then we really don't think that we need to be saved, because we become our own saviors, our own redeemer. And we make ourselves the criterion of truth that go both to conservatives and liberals, that go both to both sides or whatever. We put ourselves at the idols that is higher than God. We come to God with humility, recognizing that only He can save, only He can redeem me, and only He can change me. I cannot change myself. Only He can. And that begins with humility. Just like in the second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, where he had said, "For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable." He had called you. You're here. It's not a coincidence, because it's providence. God calls you here, and his calls and his love for you is unchangeable. And it's up to you and I to deepen that love and to allow that love to permeate and make a change with us first, not with politics, not with anything else. And within the church, especially the Catholic Church, we see that universality everywhere we go. You can go to Poland, you can go to Italy, you can go to Spain, you can go to different country, and the Mass is still the same. Even though you and I might not know the language that it being said, but the Mass is the same. And we feel that universality within the Catholic Church. And why are we universal? Because God had called us into one church, because he had loved us. So whether we heard the Latin Dominus vobiscum, or the Spanish El Señor esté con ustedes, or Italian Il Signore sia con voi, or even Vietnamese Chúa cùng anh chị em, or anything like that, God affirmed to us through the priest that God is with us. The Lord is with us. And that's what makes us believers. That's what makes us Catholics, because the Lord is with us. And we have to ask ourselves, if the Lord is with me, how am I receiving his grace, his presence, and changing my life so that the presence of God is living in me and through me? And that leads us ultimately to the gospel reading today. And when we first read a gospel reading, it seems like Jesus Christ was really cruel to the Canaanite woman. But all the church fathers have taught us that in this particular passage, the Canaanite woman came to seek a miracle. But Jesus desired her faith and her love. She came to him asking, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David." Pity, that's the basic human level of caring for someone. So she wanted a miracle, that her daughter won't be tormented by a demon. She was seeking a miracle. She was looking at him as a miracle worker, or at a magician, or someone who could intercede to God. But Jesus Christ continued to ask her, continue to challenge her faith. And then at the end, what did he say? "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." Jesus Christ desired her faith. And in our lives too, oftentimes we only come to him when we need a miracle, when we need something to be done. But Jesus Christ desired our faith, our love, our everything. He just doesn't want to give us a miracle. He wants our everything. He wants our faith. And that is why every miracle that Jesus has done in the scripture, if you don't believe me, go back and read them. Every miracle that he has done, what he had always affirmed, it is the faith of the person that saved them. He wants their faith. He wants their love, because God just did not want to be a provider for us. He doesn't want to be a vending machine for us. He just doesn't want to give us what we want. He wants our everything. He wants our everything. Our faith. And when we give God our everything, then we stop being worrying about who we are or what we have to be, because we're all the same, sinners or people who are walking toward God and in need of his grace now and every step of the way. When we think that we're better than other people, that's when we get divided. That's when discrimination happens. That's when prejudice happens. And that's when we continue to attack one another. And I can tell you right now, as an immigrant, I've seen that. Just for the sake of my own first name, I always got randomly stopped at the airport for some reason. Because my first name is not a Koi. Where are you from, boy? Oh, Vietnam? Where's that from? Where's that next to? China? No, Vietnam. I'm not Chinese. I'm Vietnamese. And sometimes we see the discrimination in religion too. I'm Catholic. Oh, you're worshiping Mary. You're worshiping the saints. You're doing this and that. No. I believe in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, you're going to hell. Okay, I'm going to be down there with you. Sometimes we think that we're better and we hate each other because of our own ignorance of each other. And we think that we are different from each other, but we're not. We're all the same. We are sinners. And we are in need of grace. We are in need of God. And God wants our everything. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we come to God and we ask Him, and He denies or He doesn't hear our prayer first. Not because He hates us, nor because He wants to ignore us or not listen to us. Just like the Canaanite woman today, He tests us because He did not want to give us a miracle or be a magician or a provider or vending machines. He wants to be our lover, our everything. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I invite you to go home today. And in the midst of all the things that divide us and make us question who we are and why our country is in so much trouble, is perhaps we have been too dependent on ourselves, on politics, on our own self-righteousness, on our own ideologies, everything else except for God. We haven't really been humble enough to recognize that we are all in need of God. And only when we are humble enough to lay down our lives to Him, our differences, and know that God has called us all together, no matter where we are, what stage of life we're in, what color, what nationality, what differences we have, God called us together to become the church. To become His people whom He has redeemed and saved and are loved. Unless we recognize that, we continue to live for ourselves. We give God lip service, but God is not in our heart. Perhaps what we need is that to lay down our heart so God has our everything.